Hey everybody, welcome to episode 135 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
We will not go quietly into the night.
Dylan Rausch.
Hi.
Gabe Philbin.
I was really hoping Dylan would continue the quote and then I would finish it.
I know. We will not vanish without a fight.
We're going to live on.
We're going to survive.
Today, we celebrate our Independence Day. God damn it. Well, we Bill did that. Pullman's we did my that. Second... He's my second favorite president, right behind the West Wing president.
We did that a few days ago. Celebrated our Independence Day.
Yeah.
Did everyone have a good 4th?
Did.
I did.
Yeah, we actually saw the fireworks from Javi's place this time.
Yeah.
In like New Year's.
Ill.
I can confirm there were fireworks.
It was a long show, too. Like, I was ready to go in, and it kept going.
I was, like, dozing off, like, the night was all winding down, and then Ryan kept quoting Independence Day, and it must have been, like, 5 a.m. for you or something.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, I was at a party all day, and actually, that wasn't what did me in with alcohol. It was, I came home, I ate, it got kind of late, girlfriend left, and it was like, I'm not ready for bed, and it's the 4th of July, and I didn't watch Independence Day, so I decided that was a good time to do so while drinking whiskey.
There you go.
So by the time he got to the speech, I was pretty tipsy. I did not make it all the way through the movie either. I got real close, but I definitely fell asleep on the couch.
You didn't see when Eagle whatever said, "Hey boys, I'm back."
You know, I may have even made it that close to the end. I just
that's
know
Randy
I did not,
Quaid, you fuck.
I just know
it's
I did
Eagle,
not make it.
It's Eagle end. Number. He's an eagle.
Yeah.
He's in a plane.
It's Flying Quaid.
Sorry, I'm late, Mr. President.
Fun fact: the original scene that they shot for that has him flying his stupid red biplane with a missile strapped to the side of it into the thing.
I think you mentioned that before.
Yeah, it's deleted scene.
That's funny. He's
flying the biplane.
Nice.
Because it's so much better.
Right, he wasn't in a military jet.
No, well, he was at first, and it has to malfunction, and then so. Or whatever happens.
So he bails
where he
on
disappears.
That shit and goes in for the OG.
Yes, and he goes and straps a fucking missile to the side of his biplane.
That's some MacGyver
shit, right?
Then
they were like, this timeline is not going to play out. He's got to land a jet. He's got to get to the farm with a missile.
He's got to pick up a missile.
He's got to strap it to a plane, and then somehow that plane can lift the missile. And then get all the way back in his fucking weighted down biplane. Right. Yeah, like that's going to happen.
Okay, Independence Day.
Okay, Independence Day.
I see through your issues.
Yeah.
The rest of you is totally believable.
Uh-huh.
Once you start getting
up
to
the... Up to that point, I was really buying it. Until
you got to the Randy Quaid ratchet tying a missile onto his biplane. You had me going. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I've told you guys it before. I bet Ramesh would know which episode.
God damn it. I haven't talked with Ramesh in a long time. Why doesn't he live in America yet? He just missed our celebration. How old are we now? Like 80? 20, I don't know.
25.
Yeah, I'm 32.
No. America.
Oh, America. Like, I think like 40? 40-ish?
40.
Yeah.
Okay, like,
well, because it's older than me, I know that.
like
by a few years.
Yeah, you know, we haven't had our midlife crisis yet.
Yeah.
So we're,
but we're about to start it.
Here we go.
America's getting a Porsche.
So let's get this midlife crisis started. What'd you guys get up to this week? Other than celebrating our 40th birthday.
Where
we took back our country from the
aliens.
French?
Yeah, that's pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Okay.
Jeez.
Nailed it. I played some more Mech Warrior. I played about 20 minutes of Watch Dogs. And then that was all that I could handle. Not, it wasn't all that. Something else came up, and then I was like, "Well, I'm leaving."
That's a game. Yeah, that's a game. I turn on my PS4, and I'm like, I'll just load, and I load it up, and then I'll do like one or two story missions. I'm like, that was fine, and then I don't play it anymore.
Yeah,
and I do that like every maybe once every week or so.
Yeah,
you'll beat it eventually.
Yeah,
and that's a bad game.
I know.
It's not great, yeah. I wouldn't say it's bad. It's not great, though.
I played some more MechWarrior Online. And then last night, I'd been reading about it, and then I decided, you know what, I'm going to at least try it. I bought WildStar. And,
idiot!
What? How long did you play WoW with Izzy, all right? I want to hear it.
What?
You were playing WoW for a while.
Yeah, I played WoW for a couple years.
Yeah, so I don't, you know.
A little while.
But like recently you were playing WoW again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a year ago.
You kept trying to get me to fucking play.
Yeah,
Gabe did play. Gabe did fucking play.
And I didn't like it.
Because it's not but, good.
I know. I heard a lot of good things about WildStar, so I'm going to give it a shot. I haven't gotten too far into it because I just downloaded it last night. And kind of started up, but it got kind of late, so I haven't really gotten too far into it. Looks cool. It's a pretty game. I can say that much.
I just wish they didn't charge me money to play it.
Yeah, well, I mean, WoW does the same thing.
I know. That's why I don't subscribe to it.
But, I mean, I bought the game, and it comes with a month. So, we'll see. I'll play it, and then maybe I'll continue for a little bit.
I just think you gotta pick one or the other. You can't have both. You can't have the subscription and the initial charge to buy it. You gotta pick one or the other.
Yeah, Has anyone done that yet? Like, you just pay the subscription. There's no
entrance
fee. Guild Wars is just you buy the game.
Guild Wars
is
just the entrance fee.
Oh, you're talking. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about no entrance fee and just
and just subscription.
And then it's loaded out the ass with like cash shop shit. But
yeah, you can. Yeah, but you don't have to buy any of that. But
no one, as far as I can tell, has done just a subscription.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, games like World of Warplanes and like MechWarrior Online have the premium service, where the game's free and you can subscribe to the premium service, but you don't have to. So yeah, I don't. There's nothing that I can think of that requires a subscription without buying the game. I don't know.
You can do both. That's just bullshit.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. But
it's 2014.
I guess here's the thing. At least initially, is that you get a month when you buy it. So I don't know. You can probably get your like any other game, you can get your $60 worth in a month. And if you don't want to continue, you don't have to. But you're not going to see any of the end game shit. But whatever. I mean, we spent $60 on Watch Dogs.
Excuse me, you guys spent $60 on Watch Dogs.
You spent $60 on far worse games, I'm sure.
No.
That's
Dragon Age 2.
Yeah, but that's really all I've been up to. MechWarrior Online, I feel so at home in a Timberwolf again. It's great. I love it. But that's really all I played for any extended period of time.
That's nerdier than us. All of us.
Maybe. I don't know. You guys are in a League of Legends fantasy league, so still, I don't know.
And I'm going to be watching the International at work.
That's the Gabe defense.
You're not wrong.
So what have you guys been doing?
Who next? Javi, you're on the table.
That's him getting onto the table.
I started Beyond Good and Evil.
It was a long climb up.
Have you not played that game before?
I've started it like maybe four times in my life. Okay. And I always stop at the factory.
I can never get into it.
I got to the factory last night, and I stopped, but I'm probably going to play more soon.
I like that game. I played it a long time ago.
Did you beat it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's dedication, Gabe.
It's
not that long.
You got to appreciate the game for like the story, the kind of story it's trying to tell, and like it created a whole universe and stuff and fleshed out a lot of things. It's cool.
And the pig.
I don't like Paige or Paige.
Paige is the best.
Paige is awful.
Gabe, what is up with you and your favorite shit being pigs?
What else is my favorite?
That DLC.
Piggy's Perfect 10? Because that DLC is the shit. No one played it. And nope. It's awesome. Piggy's Perfect 10 is like my favorite DLC. It's so fucking good. It's all about making a dude a robot girlfriend. And then at the end he realizes the perfect woman was in his heart the whole time. That's not true. I can't remember what happens at the end.
Okay.
Well, that's
what
cool.
else you been up to, Javi? Other than pig shit.
Not much. I think we talked about this last week. Where I talked about the indie games that I bought on Greenlight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned a few of them. Yeah.
Sunlight, always sometimes monsters.
Oh, I bought the Floor's Jelly.
Yeah, you talked about that one too. Yeah.
The Floor's okay. Lava.
No.
So, yeah, not much since last week. This week last week must have flown by. I just played Beyond Good and Evil. I've been watching Rachel play Metal Gear, which is pretty fun.
How far into it is she?
What did she do last? She finished the torture scene. Like, so she just broke out of prison.
Oh, so she's far into it.
Yeah, she's like in the last fourth of the game.
Oh, okay.
All that's left, I think, is going into the facility up top and then fighting Raven. Oh, no, she has to fight Sniper Wolf out in the field and then fight Raven. And then,
did she let Meryl get shot?
Well, you have to let Meryl get shot. Oh. You have to choose whether or not you save her by doing the torture scene. But, yeah.
What'd she choose?
She survived. She saved Meryl.
Neat.
Yeah, so it's cool, and I think she's kind of getting into it, which is cool. Which I feel...
Was she just not into Metal Gear at all before?
Much like with anime, she had just like a knee-jerk reaction to just fuck that and everything that's associated with it. It's terrible in all ways.
Well,
and then you sit it down.
She's not wrong about anime.
Well, there you go.
Have you shown her Fooly Cooly yet?
That's the only good one.
I love that Ryan doesn't know jack shit.
I don't know shit about
anime.
It. I just like
he
saying
doesn't
that.
Even know what Fooly Cooly is.
I don't.
Me and Gabe have just said it enough that Ryan's picking
Ryan
up on it.
Ryan just knows in it's his like, heart that 99% of
anime is shit. You gotta
and
watch
I,
good stuff
and
like
Fooly
Cooly.
I have to beat you guys because I know one of you is gonna say it, so I just have to say it first.
It's like Ryan's picked up like on the League of Legends champions too, even though he's never played a game of it
like,
ever.
One day, I can't remember who was asked me to name.
I think it was Harris.
Name
Harris
as many League of Legends champs as I could. I think I got about three, and then the rest were just like normal people names that I just threw in there.
Jake
and Marcus, Steve.
You did guess Zach, and Zach is one. Mm-hmm. He is one of them. He's a giant
that,
green blob.
That was just on accident, though.
Yeah. hot shit anime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to.
You've had, like, the whole week off, too, Javi.
It's true. Spent a lot of that time, fuck, I don't know, watching YouTube.
Watching anime.
Anime.
Dylan, what's you been up to?
Nothing.
Well, that made that easy.
I played the Payday 2
the
with
Payday
Gabe.
2. We did.
Payday 2.
Other than that, I haven't played a lot of games. this Dynasty Warriors, I guess.
Getting and ready for that Hyrule Warriors.
I am ready. I guess that's really all I've been doing. I haven't been doing much of, I guess, watching
Dogs.
Simpsons compilations of music.
It's just
no, I'm
thrilling.
Just I've been trying to figure out whether I want to buy The Simpsons on DVD.
You do.
I got one volume of The Simpsons. What was it? It was purple. I think it was volume 3. Johnny!
No, that's quiet. Ratchet. That's
Ratchet! Quiet.
Funny thing. Javi used to watch all The Simpsons. Like, he'd watch the entire season of The Simpsons, and then he'd watch it again with commentary.
Yeah. Well, I would do that.
You do that with a lot of things, don't you?
He does that with every movie, pretty much.
Well, not so much anymore, because I'm not single and unemployed and have tons of time to kill.
Amelie?
Amelie? What?
Fall in love with me, Amelie.
That's just the outtakes. That's
Amelie?
I don't think Javi ever saw that.
Maybe not.
No.
All right. Continue.
Oh. Emily did see your note hanging on the fridge the other day. I was like, what is this?
What?
Your gift note, Gabe,
oh,
that you
fuck,
sent me with your copy of Amelie.
Yeah, and I remember something. I don't remember.
I don't remember exactly what it said. It was weird, though. It doesn't
tell
make
me
a
after
lot of
the
sense.
Show.
Yeah, I'll go pull it off the fridge.
Now we're done interrupting you, Javi.
Sorry.
That's all.
All right, well, fuck you, then. We should have kept interrupting. Yep. So, League of Legends as usual. I want to keep playing that, but I also want to play more shit. Like, all the stuff I bought in Steam sale, like Revengeance. I gotta play Revengeance this week. Don't let me not play Revengeance.
Come on, Javi.
I won't.
Come on, man.
I won't let you.
That is Ryan reacting to Javi loading up Always Sometimes Monsters.
Yeah, Steve is tattling on you right now, Javi.
No,
I just gotta check something, guys.
I'm trying to help Gabe.
He's just gotta get his.
I'm making sure that Gabe doesn't.
And now he's opened up Metal Gear Solid Rising, or Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Excuse me.
Yeah, Jesus.
Hey, whenever you get this spam emails from Amazon coupons, Javi, do you just go, bullshit, I didn't make that?
I don't do emails. The guy that does emails sits across from me.
Oh. But well, I guarantee he did not send me this spam email.
Okay.
Called Amazon coupons.
Oh, wait, Javi, you're a liar. You did something else. You played Octodad.
Amazon does have coupons. Oh, I beat Octodad.
Beat Octodad.
That game is insanely short.
Oh, yeah?
and really dumb.
It's pretty dumb, but it's like maybe half hour long or an hour long.
For some reason, Octodad reminds me of the shit. Sorry, the ship.
The ship.
The poop.
Of the shit. I mean, the boat. I mean, the ship.
And I don't know why. I can't explain it. Maybe because he's an octopus and he belongs at sea.
So I was really close then, because I put like 20 minutes into that game on launch day, and I was like, that was funny, and then I didn't play it again.
Yeah, you're about maybe halfway through the game.
That's how I was with Broken Age. I booted it up and said, fuck this.
I just remembered that you guys should check your emails too. We got, at least I got a Steam key for Spoiler Alert. Might as well put that in and see what that's all about.
I need my email.
I too.
I don't
You've
remember.
Given you
it.
Your email so many times, Dylan.
Yeah.
I've lost privilege.
Everybody gets one.
I need to remember it.
Yeah, I don't know what Spoiler it's all about.
It's a game that plays in reverse, apparently.
Oh yeah, I heard it's not great.
It might not be, but I got a free copy
of
it.
It's a 2D platformer where you run left, but your
it
character
looks
facing.
It looks
right.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, and like, as you walk past enemies that you were supposed to have killed, like, you have to jump on them to make sure that they get unkilled because you're going backwards in time. It's weird.
So it's
and you have
like
to dodge collectibles that you technically didn't pick up, and then you have
it's
to
like
pick
half
up.
Braid.
Yes, or full braid.
Full braid.
Honestly,
never go full braid.
It sounds more interesting than braid.
Not if you ask Jonathan fucking Blow.
I forgot how much you hate Jonathan Blow.
Fuck Jonathan Blow.
I know, oh, right? That guy's the worst.
I like that you hate him because of a quote that you're not sure if it was him or Phil Fish.
No, it was like, definitely him. It was definitely like, him.
There's no such thing as a fourth dimension, you fuck.
No, it was Jonathan Blow. It was okay. Jonathan Blow, yeah.
So on Friday, or no, Thursday, Javi, Fozzie, and Vu came over. And before Javi got there, Fozzie and I played some Nidhogg and some Dive Kick. And playing Dive Kick made me really sad because I fucking love Dive Kick. But no one plays that game online anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't play it with anyone.
Aww.
Dive Kick's so good.
Fight like a man.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never tried it.
It's fun.
It's really easy.
Oh, wait, Dive Kick. No, I was thinking Surfboarders or whatever. Wave Runners. Whatever the fuck it's called.
Speed Runners?
Surf Ninja.
Oh, the goddamn Frisbee Nidhogg? Game.
Oh, Frisbee? What the fuck?
Oh, Windjammers.
Windjammers, duh.
Oh, Windjammers is the fucking best. No, sorry, Dive Kick. You're no Windjammers. God,
few
Windjammers
things
are so
good. I guess.
Remake Windjammers already, SNK, you assholes. They're just sitting on that IP that they won't use. Mm-hmm. They won't let anyone take.
Yeah. Oh,
God damn it, Windjammers is so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't been up to too many video game things. I started watching Parks and Rec again, and I don't know why I stopped, really.
It's so good.
It's so good. Parks and Rec is so fucking funny. Mm-hmm.
TV is a waste of time.
You're a waste of...
Your mom's a waste of time.
Oh, shit. Oh! We almost just tag-teamed that. High five.
Yep.
Eiffel Tower.
Just like his mom.
Yeah. Yeah, Parks and Rec Season 6. Really good. I'm, like, halfway through it right now. Other than that, I started Persona 4, but I've only played, like, 20 minutes of it. So I have nothing to report on that.
So you're, like, 0.00001% through the game.
Add a couple more zeros to that.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, oh.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, that's about... my completion percentage of Persona yet. I got off the train and I talked with a little kid, and that's the extent of my Persona 4 playthrough.
Are you sure this wasn't Uncharted 3?
You know.
or was it Uncharted 2? Which one had the train in it at the beginning? Was that Uncharted 2?
The second one had the train, the third one had the kid.
Okay, alright.
Maybe you were playing Uncharted the franchise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably it. Okay, all right, is that it?
Think that's just about everything.
Because I was going to bring up one other thing that's that's not game-related as well, that Dylan might at least find interesting. I did some brewing on Saturday. I brewed a European Bock and had a little bit of a scare. Because, like, when
you found ants in it.
No.
I made anthrax.
Uh-oh. Whoops.
Again.
Not again.
Ryan.
Like, whenever you get it, like, right before you put it, like,
in your butt.
The room to, like, ferment, you're supposed to take, like, a specific gravity reading to make sure that you made beer and that it's sitting in the right spot. And when I first took my reading, I was sitting somewhere where my hydrometer was telling me I was making dessert wine, which is not what I was trying to make.
That's a lot more disappointing. I thought it was going to be like, turns out I made pudding.
Well, I think I would have noticed that. Yeah. Yeah, so I was freaked out, and I'm like, what the fuck did I do wrong? Like, I'm trying to figure it out. It turns out I just needed to stir it up more. That was it.
Stir it.
I stirred it up some more and took another reading, and it was fine. But I'm excited about it because have you ever lagered anything, Dylan?
Nope, I have not.
Yeah, it's a long process. Like, it has to ferment in a refrigerator for like 2 weeks around 55 degrees, and then I have to drop it down to like low 40s, high 30s, and let it sit there for like another 3 to 4 weeks. It's gonna be a long, drawn-out process. It's really going to suck if it turns out bad, because it's going to take about 2 months start to finish. fingers crossed. Hopefully it turns out good.
I hope you've been brewing a lot of shit.
Everything, the two, well, I've done two. The two that I've done have turned out
I don't
really
mean
well.
Shit and quality, I just mean
right,
like,
all right, no, no.
The quantity term right,
right.
Of shit.
Right, right. No, no.
Check Webster.
What I've made has turned out really well so far.
What you talking about, Gabe? That's not Webster.
So, yeah. That was it. That was the only other thing I did, so. If anyone's
neat.
Interested in beer.
I do try. Like beer.
You should
if you
try
don't
brewing
like beer,
it.
Well, why are you here?
Yeah.
We live quite diverse lives, the four of us. Mm-hmm.
But we all come together for beer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Beer over nation. That's what I call us.
Uh-huh.
That was the name of the episode, I think, when it was just Ryan and Dylan talking about beer for like an hour and a half.
We did do that.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I was like super young at the time, so I had no idea what the fuck was going on.
What are you now?
I don't know. According to Javi and Rachel, I'm like 45, so.
Have you seen
you
the way this man dresses? Have you seen
I
his
have.
Chest
he looks,
hair?
He looks like a hobo.
Have you seen the thickness of his facial hair that rivals mine and Ryan's combined?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like how the cartoon of Gabe now looks older than everyone.
It's as old as Gabe does.
Do you know why? Because I look older than all of you.
It looks that's older true. Than I actually am.
Ryan, I look like your older brother.
Yeah, it happens. It does, yeah. Kinda.
I could probably show up to your family reunions. No one would bat an eyelash.
Well, except to ask who the fuck is that old guy? I mean, you understand how these things work. Like, I could show up at your family. Like, they know who their family is, Gabe.
No, that's the point of a family reunion. You meet everyone that you don't know or care about.
Right.
Then you leave and you forget their face and you don't care about them again.
It's so true.
Yeah.
So you guys want to hop into some news?
Yeah.
News things?
Newsies.
So you remember last week, Cliffy B made the shocking announcement that he's coming out of retirement.
Oh.
No one can't cares wait. About Cliffy B anymore. He's a has-been.
And now it's been revealed that he's starting a new studio called Boss Key.
Does it have other has-beens?
It's got a Guerrilla Games co-founder, Arjan Brucey.
Oh, that's cool.
As the COO.
He's starting a new studio called I Made Gears of War. Just so everyone remembers.
And so the site that they have right now only has a mailing subscription, so it's pretty bare bones right now. But it also has a link to a Twitter page called that's at Blue Streak, not to be confused with the Martin Lawrence classic.
I love that movie.
Hell yeah.
Is that the one that starts off with him trying to sneak in as a pizza guy?
Yeah.
No, wait, isn't that the
it
one?
It doesn't start like that, but yeah, he ends up.
It's pretty early, right?
That's the at one least. Where he, like, duct tapes the diamond
into
to
the vent.
Yeah, yeah.
Into the air duct.
Okay, that's right.
That's the one where the chief scratches his balls and doesn't wash his hands.
Remembering the important scenes.
10 out of 10. And apparently, I didn't get confirmation on this. It's just something I saw at one place that Blue Streak is going to be revealed tomorrow, July 8th. So maybe we'll see more on it then. I don't remember how all of you guys feel about Gears of War, because I enjoyed it when I played it. I haven't played the third one, but I like the first two.
I literally don't give a shit about Cliffy B or his games.
Well, I liked the Gears games. I thought they were good. Whatever you think about Cliffy B, fine, but I liked the games.
I think I played the first one with Javi and I fell asleep.
You sure did, buddy.
We were also playing at 3 in the morning, but whatever.
No, it was probably like 11.
It wasn't that late.
Always played...
It was like 9 p.m. or something like that.
We always played co-op games and I'd fall asleep.
It's true.
Oh, so this isn't a good metric.
Well, so yeah, this is not a good metric by which to measure the quality of the game.
You couldn't survive Halo Reach either.
Oh god, yeah. I fell asleep on the first mission.
Halo Reach took Dylan out like a baby.
I can count on one hand how many games have put me to sleep.
Wait, so that's not that many.
So yeah, it's not that many.
Yeah, exactly. That's a pretty good gauge of if it's a bad game.
Ah.
Well, bad game in your estimation.
Yeah. One that didn't engage like me at all. Which is really weird, because I like the Halo games. I just Reach.
And Halo Reach is the best one.
Reach just fucking knocked me out. I fell asleep during Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and I still was doing better because I was Silver Surfer.
Galactic Might.
I don't even remember playing, just holding A every once in a while, and he would charge his beams and then kill everything, and he'd get more points than everyone else.
I don't really... I haven't spent enough time with Gears of War to criticize it or love it.
Yeah,
I played Gears of War 1 way after it came out, so like it was already pretty outdated and stuff.
Right. Well, I think... I
played Horde mode of Gears 3, and that was really fun. I like that.
Right. So, I think that the Gears games suffered from the same thing that the Halo games did, and then that, like, they created this super cool universe and then didn't do a very good job, like, telling the story about it because it's a video game and they just, for whatever reason, can't seem to figure that out. But, yeah, I had a shit ton of fun with Horde mode. Yeah. My
Gears
friends and
War
I played.
Gears of War 2 is kind of what started the Horde mode craze. That's why it's called Horde mode.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, when everyone says, "Yeah, it has Horde mode," that's why. It's like Kleenex, you know.
you know what I remember about Cliffy B? All those weird fucking clothes he would wear in the '90s in all those video game magazines.
He was the definitive '90s.
Oh my god.
Dude. Like he had the way
he
too
was
much
bald
gel in
at
his hair.
He was bald at that one time, remember, and he had the goatee. He looked like the what's his face in the Matrix that betrays everyone.
Well, Cliffy B is kind of like
Joey
the poster
Pants.
Child of
Joey B looked like Joey Pants at one time. Let me see if I can find a picture of
he
Cliffy
was the
B
definitive '90s dude, huge.
Yeah, he always has a necklace or a gold chain around his neck. And
how thick is your rope? That's his gold chain.
For those who
aren't familiar with the sports term.
My friends, I have got it.
Oh boy,
hey, Cliffy B, like he's kind of like the image of success
this is,
in the game.
This is the mid '90s.
Oh god, what's this gonna? Oh no. I'm keeping a hold of that picture.
No.
That could be some prime header material.
I don't think he was supposed to be bald. Like I've seen that picture before, but he had normal hair. That looks a little photoshopped. Let me investigate
it?
Further. Hold on.
Please do, because I remember seeing that online and saying,
"What?" Look
right.
Yeah, I don't remember him even now being that bald.
Yeah, that's this picture. Photoshopped.
Dylan's too deep into 4chan to realize what's fake and
that's
real.
Actually not where I saw it. I saw it on NeoGAF, actually.
Yeah. Oh, this one's even better, though.
Oh, no.
This one's even better.
Oh, my like, God. Looks like Nick
that
Cullen.
Is like the definitive like '90s haircut right
that's
there.
That's what I was saying. He looked like a '90s dude.
That's still pretty bad. You're right.
Yeah, I think this one is more
chain.
Embarrassing.
And
he
evolved
jacket.
with the ages. So like here's the early aughts, like what MTV thought was cool looking.
I like how everyone's like, "What? We're gonna have to post all these pictures."
Oh my goodness!
He did.
I'll
that
just
is, yeah.
embed them in
he's
the audio
a, he's
file.
A VJ right there. That's a VJ. Yeah.
Hey, here's another '90s one for you guys.
Is this the one where he's on the next to the car or whatever?
He's Vanilla Ice.
Oh no. Oh, goodness.
Why is he wearing that necklace?
Oh,
wait,
no.
Wait, it says what you should know. He actually likes to be called Cliffy B. I thought he didn't like it. But that was a thing. But he didn't
this
like being
real.
Called Cliffy B. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I was showing you that picture earlier. He looked like Joey Pants in The Matrix.
Yeah.
In this picture, he looks like the woman, except with red hair instead of white hair. Not like this. He looks like, I don't know what her name is. Like, Mouse?
Yeah, no, Mouse is the dude.
No, Mouse is the... Who was the girl with the white hair?
I have no idea.
Anyways, give Cliffy white hair in that picture, and he's that woman.
Okay, God, you're going to have to post all of these links.
God damn it. Just look up Cliffy B in the 90s. You'll find him.
My interest has peaked.
Right. So, moving on. We can
I'm glad he wasn't bald and it was just someone. NeoGaff, you got me. I don't even normally go to your site.
Took an image off NeoGaff. That's like taking a picture of that hype train for Nintendo.
Is it? I don't know. I've never been there before. Nintendo had a
space program.
I had never been there before, so fuck you.
Hey, fuck you.
Oh, the internet.
So, maybe we can check back in on that next week if Blue Streak gets revealed. Mm-hmm. And, oh man, if it doesn't have Martin Lawrence in, I'm gonna be pissed.
I'd rather have Dave Chappelle in it.
Moving right along. Mm-hmm. So, recently there was, who is it? Extra Credits. They do a game design video series on YouTube. That's just a picture of Night at the Roxbury.
But you had to take a second look, didn't you?
I thought it was Cliffy B.
I so can this, see him wearing that suit.
So this extra he credit series.
We have seen him wearing that suit.
Yeah, exactly.
And that haircut.
Mm-hmm.
This extra credit series had a video about fighting games being really hard to get into for newcomers. And coincidentally, Shuriken.com or something like that. I think, yeah, Shuriken.com just released an ebook of, like, all fighting game essentials for the beginners. And I thought that was really cool. Because fighting games are something that I don't excel at. whenever I try to get into them, I'm always worse than Kyle. Because he's good and I'm not. So this is something that I...
Is Kyle your gauge?
For Super Smash Brothers, yes. Kyle's really good at Super Smash Brothers.
Vu is my gauge for Super Smash.
Can't you just, like, command him to be worse? I mean, he does, quote-unquote, work for you.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
Normally, I would say we would use Zach as our gauge for Smash Brothers, but he was just... awful to play against.
Too good for you, brah?
I think so. Vu is pretty bad, though, too.
Because Vu just picks Snake. Snake's a fuckwad.
I beat Vu.
I heard that in an interview with Kojima, when somebody asked if Snake would be in the new Smash Brothers, he said, I would absolutely love that, but I haven't heard anything from Sakurai, so I don't think it's going to happen. And then he looked at the camera, and he's like, Sakurai, if you're watching, please put Snake in the new Smash Bros. It's like,
Snarky.
Oh, man. That would be so cool.
In but the new no. one?
Huh?
In yeah, the new one? Snake's not in it. It doesn't seem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I figured he wouldn't be.
Have they said?
Everybody did, but
yeah.
It's cool that Kojima's down for it, though.
Have they said, if they're going to do, like, DLC characters or not?
I doubt it. Nintendo's still kind of asinine.
They weren't asinine when it came to Fire Emblem. That game has a lot of fucking DLC.
Ass nine.
Right next to
Ass nine?
So I thought that was really cool. And it's right on the heels of Evo, which I think is this weekend. This coming weekend. So you hop on the salty bed and shit. Bet on them fights.
Don't do the thing he just said.
Do that thing. It's all fake money. It can't hurt anyone.
It's salt
unless,
money.
Unless you subscribe, then it's real money. Or no, you're paying them for more fake money. So you're still gaining nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So speaking of Evo, Nintendo is actually a sponsor for Evo this year, which is a whole lot different than how Evo went last year. where once where there was that like day long crisis of Nintendo trying to block Smash Brothers from being in it. So I thought that was that's a pretty harsh swing around, and I think that's cool of Nintendo to take strides like that. You know, it's still behind and stuff, but you know they're getting back into it. Anyone else?
I don't ever watch any of those things.
Yeah, but they can look cool. I don't know what happens in these games, but they're flashy. And
I participated once in a Smash tournament.
How'd that go?
I went with Zach, and it was horrible.
Did you get butt bongoed?
No, surprisingly not. But we were ineligible to win any prizes because we showed up late.
Oh. That's weird. Like, they just, like, after a certain time limit, just, no, nah, you're not.
We were cut off. We were cut off.
Lame. Right.
But we played the winner of the tournament, and we butt-bongoed him.
So, we got some more Destiny beta news. It starts on July 17th.
Woo! For PS3.
For just wait.
The PS4 version's on the 28th or 27th or whatever.
Oh, it's just... Wait, what the fuck? Just
yeah,
PS3?
Yeah, everything sucks.
That makes no sense.
Wait, what?
Or just the 24th, maybe. I don't know.
What are you guys talking about?
Destiny PS3 beta.
I thought they were at the same day.
It runs 17th. July 17th to 28th on PS3 and PS4. July 23rd to 28th on Xbox 360 and Xbox One.
Oh,
I just looked it up before we started.
I did. I literally did.
Well, they lied to you.
They did.
Or I haven't bought it yet.
I don't even have a PS4 yet.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
Why don't you? He just didn't.
I don't need it.
Why don't you need it?
How often do you play your PS4, Dylan?
Quite a bit, actually. Ask Javi. I'm on there quite a bit.
Javi, is he on there quite a bit?
What? On his PS4?
Yeah.
I don't know. No? Is that what you want to hear? No?
So in addition to that, we got some details on their collector's editions. Which are you guys going to pick those up at all? I know, Javi, you were into Destiny. Are you into it enough to pick up a version that's $100 or $150?
I already bought the regular version. I'm not going
to... Why do I want a collector's edition? What's in the collector's edition?
There's like expansion packs and or like what is it? Like the guarantee of expansion packs for both of the collector's editions. So if you buy the collector's edition, you get both the expansion packs later. One of them has.
They've
like
already
some...
got planned expansion packs.
Well, most games probably do way out ahead of time, like.
Well, I mean, it's an MMO. It's going to have planned expansion packs.
Yeah, if you're going to, like, I don't want to get into the don't sell me an incomplete game thing, because it's not that. There's always going to be that. There's always going to be expansion packs. You only have so much time to make a game.
You know, you can sell me, like, I don't know, I guess you can call it an incomplete game. Don't sell me a broken game.
You only got 500 million for advertising.
What if I want the broken game?
Yeah, sometimes you do want the broken game because then you end up with gems like Sonic 06.
Sometimes I'm going to call that a gem.
You appreciate a challenge.
I don't know what that means.
That sounds like your logic behind that dumbass little Big Planet level.
It's hard but fun.
It was hard because it wasn't finished.
But it was so fun. What are you not getting? It's so hard that it's kind of fun.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
So, Ryan, I know you're a Mega Man dude. I don't know about Javi and Dylan.
I am.
It's Mega Dumb.
Oh, shit.
You're Mega Dumb.
Mega wow. Dumb.
What about it?
There's an animated series coming out for Mighty No. 9. Which is essentially Mega Man.
Right. That's fine, I guess. But
I don't care.
Now that we're on this topic, I did get like a weird vibe from the like backer email that I got today. Or I guess was it? I don't know if it was today.
The game's
or a couple
canceled.
Days ago. No, it's
turning it into a movie.
Like apparently, let me see if I can find it. Here it is, right here, I think. Yeah, okay. So apparently they've reopened, like they're making available for people to back it through PayPal now, like additional funding or whatever. And that's fine, and they're like everything that's going on now will go into additional content, like not the planned game, it'll be all like bonus stuff. Any additional money they make. Which is fine, but like the way they announced it was like, hey, guess what? Guess what's awesome? You can give us more money now! Like, it was, like, it's, like, our main man, Kenji Inafune, has something he wants to share with you all, so I'll let him do the talking. I didn't watch the video, but then it follows that YouTube link up with, you heard it right! The Mighty Number 9 team is pleased to open up a new funding campaign for the project via PayPal. Take your time, let it sink in. We'll wait. Smiley face. Like, what? Like, fuck you!
For that announcement, they should have just had an image of KG, like, holding a bag that has, like, a money label on it, and just looking at the camera all sad.
And just laughing.
He's opening the bag, and it's just empty. He's like, we need more money.
Yeah. I don't get the impression that that's it, that they're, like, low on money, and that they need it to finish the game. Like, that's... It's clearly stated here that, no, don't worry about that. But it's just... It was kind of a gross way to like word that. Like it was very much, hey dog, guess what, you can give us more money, isn't that exciting for you? Like, no,
please,
no,
be excited,
it's not.
For the opportunity of giving me more money.
No, I already gave you a lot of money. Like no, and why? Like, I get it, people who wanted to back it who didn't get to, they might be excited. But this was an email specifically sent to Kickstarter backers.
People who already backed it.
People who already gave you money. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, don't come at me with that shit. Yeah, it was just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Maybe this new money is going to go make a cartoon or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it's a 3D animated show. They have like a little teaser trailer up. It didn't really have any, it just had some characters in it. No, like, cool action or anything. So, it's unclear exactly how that's going to play out. But it's just scheduled to debut quarter two of 2016, so still ways out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and moving right along. Dylan, you were talking about the Dota 2 International earlier.
I was.
Yeah, you know how much the winner's going to take home?
Like, 5 million?
Two yeah, Dotas. Just about $5 million is the prize pool for the Dota 2 International.
They're gonna get.
That's a lot of dosh.
That's a lot of dosh.
Three free skins, and a premium subscription for 3 months.
Essentially, yeah, I think that's what that equates to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's kind of insane because the way they did their prize pool was it would increase with each compendium that people bought in the game. The compendium's just kind of like a accessory to the event. Like, you get to watch and like different things. It's just like a little add-on for the in-game client to watch it through there and just have different stuff going on around that. So the way they did it, they had like backing goals for like how many compendiums they would sell or how much money they would get the prize pool to. And I forget the details of them exactly. Dylan, like, do you remember any of them? The backing goals for the International?
Oh, yeah. Some of the goals were, like, new game modes and, like, skins and stuff. And I think a few of the... I don't remember what some of
them
were.
There was one ridiculous one at, like, 10 million or something to get some... totally unrelated celebrity onto the internet.
No, it was Darude, you idiot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Fuck. It was Darude. I don't know why in my head I was like, are they going to get Hulk Hogan to come to the International?
Brother.
Darude.
Brother.
Fun fact about Hulk Hogan. 18 years ago today, he betrayed the world.
Santa with
by
muscles.
by turning heel.
Oh, really? It was 18 years ago?
Yep. Shit. The NWO is 18 fucking years old.
Damn.
Ugh.
More like old world order.
Ah. Ooh.
It should be OWO.
Oh, ow, wow.
I thought of that just now on the spot.
Damn, man.
That's why it's I impressive. Get big pucks.
Ah, yes. There's let's see. Updated, what are they called? Updated, heroes or whatever. They're redoing some of the Dota heroes. Okay. How they look.
Okay, so like visual updates and stuff. That's cool.
Yeah.
God, I wish I enjoyed playing Dota.
There's a one versus one mode now.
Ah, cool.
You wanna play it?
We can do that.
Neat.
moving right along.
That's so, like you and John's thing, man.
What?
One versus one.
Oh, we haven't done that much.
I know, because you need your guys' little butt buddies.
There's a Last of Us PS4 bundle for pretty much like every country except the region of North America. And that makes me sad because I would totally get that.
You'll buy your PS4 for that?
Yeah. I thought I've made that clear that I would totally get a PS4.
Wait, for what?
Last of Us.
Oh, okay.
That's the only thing on the horizon I'm interested in. I guess I could play the Destiny beta, but that's like 5 days long. I don't care about that as much.
The base Destiny is really fun. You can just play Destiny with us.
Yeah, I'll get it like when it comes out, but like I'm not gonna get a console for the beta.
We had fun with the multiplayer.
Yeah, like I'm saying, I'll get the game when it comes out. Like
No, you don't get it.
We had fun.
We had fun.
FUN.
I was there. I saw it.
Fun.
And some just other little quick listings. We got Kinect 2 coming to PC, which I know everyone's been waiting for. It's coming out July 15th. Yeah, PC functionality for Kinect's coming out July 15th.
Can I turn on my PC with my dick?
Can your dick talk? Because then maybe, because the voice commands are a little iffy.
It's like Quado.
And then the last of it, Miyamoto dropped hints of a new 3DS Zelda game at the shareholders meeting they had a few weeks back.
It's going to be Majora's Mask HD.
Well, he talked about
which doesn't make any sense at all.
He talked about, he hinted at it after talking about the success of A Link Between Worlds, like its critical and financial success. And, like, listing off, like, the things that game did that, you know, made people...
I don't get how that's a surprise to Nintendo.
Well, I don't know if it was a surprise, really. Like, they have to spell out fucking everything for the shareholders.
Like, the one that doesn't understand video games?
You mean... Wait, which one?
All of them. No, recently the one was like, I don't understand video games. Why the fuck are you invested then?
Because Dosh. Dosh, Dylan. Dosh.
I guess.
Yeah, so just the way he worded it, it sounded like it would be a new Zelda game more in the lines of The Link Between Worlds than Majora's Mask remake. And I'd be happy with either. Like, I really like Majora's Mask. I still have to check out A Link Between Worlds, but it looks really neat. So, just more Zelda. It's great.
Who doesn't like Zelda?
I don't know. Everyone here likes it, right?
Monsters.
You know what Nintendo needs? You know what game series is necessary for the DS, 3DS?
What?
Castlevania.
Yeah, they tried that.
No, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because that was horse shit.
Yeah, it does count.
That was a horseshit game.
You know, sorry, Dylan. It counts.
Their 3D ones were better than that.
Like Castlevania on Nintendo 64.
No, that doesn't count either. There's two on the N64, by the way. They were released the same year.
Oh, no.
I know. They released them the same fucking year. What?
But that's it for news, guys. That is it for news.
Neat.
So, this is about that time. Questions. We hop into a little something called questions. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I don't know.
I think they're the same as Quest Hubs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, now that you phrase it like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes way more sense. I know.
All right. Yeah. I got it. What the fuck is this? Someone favorited something about Shenmue? That makes no sense.
Don't do that.
So Justin Doss, please discuss the potato salad Kickstarter. Jesus Christ, this is the stupidest.
What?
I don't really know much about it.
Alright, are you familiar with it?
No? Vaguely.
Alright, so someone on Kickstarter made a $10 stretch goal to make a potato salad. That's you know, that's it.
That's it.
And do you want to just guess what the amount of money it's raised is right now?
$50,000.
It's more than it was earlier today. Holy fuck. It was $9,000 when I was at work.
It's a what, third... Mind Jack?
No.
Where have you been?
Sorry, I was reading.
Rainbow?
No. I'm sorry. Yeah. Cool. What's it at now?
$30,000.
$30,000 for some potato salad, huh?
$50,000?
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah, $30,000 for a potato salad. It includes such goals as you pay $10, platinum level, hang out in the kitchen with the guy while he makes a potato salad. Choose a potato salad appropriate ingredient to add to the potato salad, and then receive a bite of the potato salad, a photo of him making the potato salad, and a thank you posted to the website. And he will say your name out loud while making the potato salad.
Wow. That's
I think we discussed we had an argument, Gabe, mm-hmm. about stupid shit people spend their money on. This is stupid shit that people spend their money on. Not knocking potato salad. I love potato salad. I make a damn good potato salad. Who wants to give me $30,000 for it?
Well, this is another maybe example. You should put it on Kickstarter and find out.
Yeah, this is another example of people love things that are stupid. And, like, you see a Kickstarter for this, and people go, oh my god, that's retarded.
It's worth $10.
Yeah, like, thanks for making me laugh. Here's some money. You gotta be... The human mind is crazy like that. And if you strike gold, you get rewarded for it.
I guess so. It's still stupid.
That's the point.
Yeah,
it's fucking dumb.
Indeed.
It's a great story, and to be a part of it is fun for people, so why not throw $1 or $2 or $5 at this guy that made you laugh?
Well, it's got 2,600 backers. And there's 25 days to go.
No, I'm not knocking him. I'm knocking the people that back it because they're a bunch of doofy doobers. You guys are fucking dumb. He provided that laugh for free.
Someone just hear a little kid scream?
I heard a cat.
There was a little kid outside my window.
Oh.
I think he's dead. Let me check.
Confirm or deny.
Oh, fuck, he's alive.
Oh, it's okay, he's still twitching.
You know, people drive through my apartment complex like fucking maniacs, and they always almost hit little kids, because all the little kids that live here just dart out into the street.
Like maniacs.
It's a very healthy relationship, I think. And... there is a police officer sitting in the parking lot at the other end. He's facing the wrong way.
He's just staring at a wall.
No, we have a one-way road.
Oh, he's a cop. He don't give a fuck.
He's facing the wrong way on it.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Blue streak.
It's true.
Is it Martin Lawrence?
That's what that kid is yelling about. Martin Lawrence is there to arrest him.
That kid stole his diamond.
No, do I have to hear you? Do I have to watch your movies? No.
Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, geez. All right. DJ Horse Gun. DJ Horse Gun asks,
I fucking love this person.
All right. What does he ask? He asks, best fucking shotgun for fucking up third world governments and games. Go.
I guess you could stick with like the
50 Cent Blood on the Sand. Is that a good shotgun?
That has a lot of good things.
That's who cares about if they're things. You can pick any shotgun for fucking up third world countries.
Oh, well, I was thinking. Oh no, it says in games.
Yeah, so you gotta go with cool shotguns, like the Doom shotgun.
Well, are we reading the question as, like, well, the shotgun hell, has to be used yeah, in the well, game to fuck up a third world country?
You could argue that hell is a third world country.
Yeah, the Doom shotgun is, let's see, the Halo shotgun.
That thing is pretty boss.
I know.
Yeah, everything in 50 Cent Blood on the Sand is boss. Definitely up there.
I think the Doom shotgun's the coolest, though.
Does the Spec Ops have a good shotgun, Javi?
I don't remember.
Gabe, you gotta go with one you've actually played.
No, I'm just asking. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, fucking, I don't know what.
The Scooty Booty Gun?
How's the shotgun in COD 4?
What about Bulletstorm?
Oh, I use the shotgun in COD 4 all the time. It's great. Yeah. What was it? The W1200. Yeah. That's kind of lame, because that's a field gun.
Most of the guns in Bulletstorm were
Gabe, you like the cool. Scatter gun. That's a shotgun.
Yeah, but you don't fuck up third world countries with that.
Yeah, you do. 2-4 is a third world country.
Really?
It's full of idiots. Australia's the only first world country.
That's really fucked up.
I don't think it has to be fucking up third world countries in games. It's just a game shotgun that would be used.
Fuck up governments in a third world country.
Right.
Yeah, the Scooty Booty Gun.
Yeah, it's a scatter gun. I mean, it's pretty easy to reload.
Resident Evil 4, the Striker.
I'm still going with the Doom shotgun because he kills the fucking cyber demon with the Doom shotgun.
Until it dies.
Does the dubstep gun count as a shotgun?
No. It's kind How of is this shocking. Hard for you, Gabe?
It's kind of shocking. I've never been asked this kind of question before. I'm sorry.
I've thought about it extensively.
Well, we're different. Next up, Justin Das. Where do you think LeBron James is going to end up?
Mars.
No, back on Miami.
On the Monstars.
Yeah.
You really have no idea.
All of those things.
I just know I'm seeing LeBron's name everywhere. Everyone loves talking about LeBron.
Because he's a free agent, so everyone's going ape shit again. But is this going to be on Miami again? And they're going to pay him a lot more? And they're going to pay those two awful fucksticks, Bosh and Wade, much less?
He's going to end up on the Celtics.
He's going to go to the Supersonics.
Funny thing, the Cavaliers took down that insane letter written by their owner.
Today.
Yeah. It's been up for 4 years. And it's the best thing is it's written in Comic Sans.
And it's also been proven entirely inaccurate because they did not win a championship.
He guaranteed the Cavaliers would win a championship before whatever team King James would go to.
Uh-huh. How'd that work out?
And Dan Gilbert's a fuckhead. He uses Comic Sans. What the fuck?
It looks so cool and laid back.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's playful.
Mm-hmm. It's sexual.
Face it, world. Cleveland is a shithole, especially for sports.
All right. Take that, Cleveland.
Johnny Football isn't going to do shit for you.
He's not.
Justin Doss asks again. I think this is last up for Justin Doss. He said, I heard Javi is having a baby and his name is Beetlejuice. Congrats.
Thank you.
It's weird.
We're very excited. Little juice.
What? I don't get it.
Yeah, we all missed something.
I get it. It is a Twitter thing.
Rachel is very excited about the news today and tweeted a vague thing about how much she loves me. And it was like, you're pregnant?
No, it was just Brian. He was like, Brian. I don't know what this is, so I'm assuming it's a baby. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I always assumed you would name your child after me, but...
The D.
The D. Raw Dog Rodriguez.
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing.
His full name will be Beetlejuice Dolan Rodriguez.
I already named my first child Javar.
Javar.
Javar Rodriguez.
Javar Rodriguez.
Javar Whiskey Roush.
We're gonna get a letter next week asking, "Do I really have a child?" Yes.
Yes.
Moving on. The answer's yes. Rachel asks, considering all the negative things he says about it, how does Gabe justify calling Mirror's Edge his favorite game?
Because Gabe's like fickle when it comes to favorite games.
Alright, so have you guys seen the movie Collateral? With Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Alright, so you know how Jamie Foxx lowers his little like dashboard or whatever, the like blinder thing that blocks out the sun, whatever the fuck that thing's called.
The hater blockers?
Yeah. There you go. It's got a picture of like a nice little paradise on it. Alright? Mirror's Edge is like looking at a picture of paradise. You can see.
But in reality, your life fucking sucks. You can see what it's going for.
And it's awesome. And you love it. And you want it. And you want to be there. And you want to do everything there.
I think that Mirror's Edge is more like the blinding sun. And you need to put down the visor so you don't have to play it anymore. It's like Collateral, that movie Collateral.
Right. In that you shouldn't watch it.
Oh my god.
So there you go. That's why.
Yeah.
Game of the year.
Yeah, game of the year 2014. Fuck.
The real answer is Gabe is fucking fickle.
So wait, so we're well into the current gen. Yeah. Like we've started.
This is next gen.
Have we stopped to like kind of think about what we would consider the best game to come out last generation?
No, we haven't.
I would say Last of Us. I would put that down.
I don't know.
I think Ryan would go Mass Effect 2. I'm already calling that.
Maybe.
Gabe would go Mirror's Edge.
No, I wouldn't.
Ryan.
Bulletstorm, obviously.
Bulletstorm.
Yeah.
Dylan's would be The Witcher 2.
Vampire Runner.
It might be. Mass Effect 2, great. It might be Saints Row 3.
Wow. Better than 4. What?
Yeah, I liked Saints Row 3 better than 4.
Saints Row 3 is pretty fucking great.
It is.
Javi, you're pretty close, by the way. It would have been either Red Dead or The Witcher 2.
Fuck Red Dead.
I tried to play the Red Dead, just even like the DLC recently. That game barely runs. Like, I don't know how we played it so much, but the frame
because
rate
we're used to how silky smooth the PS4 is.
Yeah. Like, the frame rate is fucking terrible. It's like a slideshow at times, and then the game is all, like, jerky looking. Like, it's all rough and crusty looking, and,
which game
everything's
is this?
Blurry.
Red Dead. Okay.
Like, you're waiting for all the grass to load in while you're riding around. Like, goddamn. It looks like something's turned all the way to the lowest setting, and then you're playing it on a goddamn tube TV.
I kept waiting to like that game. It just didn't happen.
Just didn't.
Best game of last generation, Mario Kart 8.
Bayonetta 2. I have to think about that. It's like, the gut reaction is just, yeah, like what Javi said, like Last of Us is fucking amazing.
Not Bioshock Infinite?
No, I said Last of Us is better than Bioshock.
Whoa!
I've said that.
But that's Gabe's new favorite game of all time.
No, Bioshock, there's like things happening in my life, and that game like just struck a chord at the right times.
Ah, it's one of those.
It was like Mirror's
Edge.
Bioshock Infinite came out during like an early life crisis.
Oh yeah.
You realize you'll never go back to Australia.
You'll never hear that train again.
I didn't make out with Ramesh enough.
Not enough.
If there was one regret I had in life.
You didn't get that mono.
I didn't get it hard enough. Yeah. No, like, the gut reaction's Last of Us, but, like, there's some really good indie games that came out, too, that, like, fuck. I don't want to just ignore.
Look how unique I am. I'm pixel art.
I thought you were that funny.
Sincerely, Phil Fish.
A little bit of Cave Story. Nope, no Cave Story. Nope, doesn't look like Cave Story.
Nope, it's not Cave Story.
It's not. Fez. It's its own thing. What, the characters look exactly the same? Shut up. No, it doesn't. It's original. You bastard.
I think...
Choke on it.
Choke on it. God, that's the most disgusting thing you can say to someone.
Yeah.
Choke God. On it.
Anybody who feels sorry for that bastard can go choke on it.
He literally told that man to die with his dick in his mouth. I want to watch you die with my dick in your mouth.
Jesus.
I don't get how people have sympathy for him when he had his tantrum. I really don't.
Fucking Phil Fish.
So Fez, game of the generation.
I would have died if Phil Fish opened the studio with Cliffy B. I had my fingers crossed.
On a dick.
And then the news story would be Dude Huge chokes on Phil Fish's dick.
Phil Fish dies with dollar sign chain around neck.
Oh, God. It's what could have been, guys? What could have been?
It's interesting that, like, big heavy hitters like the Gears of War trilogy or Halo 3 and 4 and ODST and Reach aren't really being discussed, or at least among us.
Well, like, as fucking, like, game changer, like,
or Call of Duty. Well, like, for just like, I don't know if game changer is what we're asking for, just like the best game. I don't think any of those are the best game of the generation, but it's just interesting.
Are those part of this generation?
Yeah.
Started
360 and 360.
Oh shit, that's an old ass generation, I guess.
It was the longest one to date, I think.
I think Nintendo NES has been longer.
Okay.
No, NES.
That's like 1980.
That was 85 to 92.
It was 84.
The Genesis came out before the Super Nintendo, like 2 years earlier.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Was it? It came out on Nintendo first as the Sega Master System, right?
I mean.
Or was the Master System a different console entirely?
The Master System was before the Genesis.
Okay, it was a separate console. I always forget that. Because I don't give a shit about Sega until the Genesis.
Yeah.
And few more questions. Alright, so this is one that came in from last week, but it came in after we recorded. Sorry about that. Jeff Derrickson, excuse me, asks, in a year so barren as 2014, in the annals of video game history, can Shovel Knight be Game of the Year?
No, because Donkey Kong Country came out this year.
No, because Transistor came out this year, Javi, you dumbo.
Donkey Kong, Tropical Freeze, Game of the Year.
I need the / want to play Shovel Knight. It looks really
good. Yeah, I haven't tried it.
Donkey Kong.
Thanks.
Mario Kart came out this year, so that's impossible for both of those.
Okay.
God, Donkey Kong's so good. Transistor's so good. But like
Mario Kart right now is the best game.
Like, what else is... This year, nothing's really struck.
This year, other than Destiny, I'm honestly only looking forward to playing exactly what I played last year at this time. GTA and Last of Us.
Yeah. No Bayo 2 hype? Oh, no, you weren't into Bayonetta.
No. I'll pick it up, though, so I'll play it.
Yeah, I'm excited for Bayo 2.
Like,
Gabe's excited for Bayo 2. Yeah. And then we're all excited for Smash Brothers.
Yes. That Smash Brothers isn't coming out this year.
Yeah, it is.
Well, 3DS maybe, but Wii U...
It has to, because the action figures. They'll patch it.
yeah, I've been thinking about it. Like, this year is just fucking nothing. Like, Transistor...
Is The Witcher 3 this year?
I don't probably think not. So... No, yeah, The Witcher 3, I think it just got pushed back to 2015. I think that was a few weeks back that happened.
I can't believe The Order got delayed. That sucks.
Yeah, but like, what's come out so far this year? There's Donkey Kong, Transistor, Shovel Knight.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Was it Link Between Worlds this year?
No.
No?
That was last year.
That was September of last year.
Yeah. Jesus, man. It's been... Well, that flew. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's July, dog. We're more than halfway through this year.
God, I thought that came out in, like, February or January.
Oh. I'm almost old.
Almost.
I guess if you were into it, Bravely Default, but everyone seems...
Bravely Default was good at the beginning.
It displayed good mechanics, like a transition, like, I don't know, it introduced cool ways to play JRPGs.
You're right, it did feel fresh.
Yeah, Watch Dogs.
It wasn't a great RPG.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, Ryan, that doesn't even fucking count. Shut up!
Watch Dogs,
Ground Zeroes.
Ground Zeroes did come out.
Ground Zeroes was cool, but...
It was a demo.
Yeah.
I think the Bioshock DLC came out. Like, it's...
Left Behind came out?
Left Behind came out, yeah, so, like, there was some good DLC. But, like, yeah, it's been really quiet first half of the year.
Dead year. Dead. Video games are dead.
Well, it should make up for it next year.
I guess Valiant Hearts just came out, too.
Valiant Hearts came out of nowhere. That was weird.
Yeah. You told me about that game coming out, like, at midnight. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like... It was announced at E3. It was like, oh, well, looking forward to that, I guess. And then a couple weeks later, the reviews are coming out, and the reviews say it comes out tonight. I'm like, what? And I wish all games did that.
Have you guys heard anything about The Walking Dead Season 2? Because no one, at least I know, is talking about it as much as they were talking about Season 1.
Thank God.
I hear it's good. The Wolf Among Us is really good, too. I heard the last episode was kind of weak, but everything else has been fucking awesome.
That looks cooler, in my opinion, but people would not shut the fuck up about The Walking Dead last year.
Yeah.
I can't stand the TV show. What makes you fucking think I want to listen about the game?
Well, it's nothing to do with the TV show.
Yeah, it's a lot better
than hate zombies. I fucking hate zombies. Period.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I heard was last year was, play The Walking Dead. I hate
Clementine.
Oh, Dagobah. My little Clementine.
And Did you just say Dagobah?
Ben. Dagobah.
Clementine.
And last up, Carlos Godina writes in again and says, Evo, it's next week. Are you guys hyped? I think I'm the only one here that's excited to watch Evo.
I enjoyed watching the Marvel vs. Capcom stuff.
Yeah, and...
And locating that's your what, curly that's mustache. What he's,
that's what he's playing, isn't
curly
it,
Curly mustache.
Yeah, he said... He said that he's actually playing in it.
Sweet.
Oh wait, I was reading his question from last week. Whoops. But yeah, he wrote in this week saying Evo's this weekend, and he says, "Wish me luck. He's playing in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Tell me when you're going to be on. I'll message you to make sure you're here because I want to watch that shit."
Yeah, go over to the craps table and put down $50. And if you win, it's because I told you to gamble. If you lose, don't.
What numbers, Gabe?
What number?
Or Javi? What number is
22 on black. Is that how it works?
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, fucking 22 nailed
on black.
It. So good luck, Carlos. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I definitely want to see that. All right. So that's going to do it for this week. Ryan, you're still in the call this time. So.
I am. The internet has held.
Thank you, internet, for making my editing job not a nightmare.
They held right. The line.
Go check us out at GameOverNation.com. You can find the podcast there. You can find all the podcasts there, which is a thing you should do. You should listen to them all. Go to Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Leave us some questions. Give us a like. Or you can go to Twitter and find us at GameOverNation, where you can do the same thing. Questions, you know, send us some. We'd like to hear from you. So with that, Javi?
Yeah, that has been... Episode 135. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You nailed it.
Yeah! That was it! Got it!
Looks like thanks. We made it!
Thanks for listening to episode 135. I presume you've been listening all along, so that's a lot of episodes. Mm-hmm. I want to thank each and every one of you, but especially you.
Yeah.
For listening.
You know who you are.
You do.
You know you, because you're you and you're listening with your ears.
Yep. So go to Flaming Lobes.
We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.